You're listening to a For the Girls podcast Flashback Friday episode. Every Friday, I reshare an older episode for new listeners who haven't heard it, or as a refresher for OG listeners who might need to hear it again as a reminder. Enjoy, and I'll see you with a new episode on Monday.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we're talking about boundaries. I'm really excited to get into this one. I have a lot to talk about with you girls. I personally think boundaries are super hot, super sexy in dating, in life. And I want to paint that picture for you girls. And I don't necessarily think that boundaries are like going out of style or could ever go out of style. But every now and then I stumble across videos of story times, people telling these like wild stories that have happened, quote unquote, to them, like, you know, painting themselves as the victim. And the truth is, so much of what I see and hear in these crazy stories is like, you welcomed this in. You allowed the disrespect. The situation would have never got to this point, this extent, if you put a kibosh to it in the first place. Because as you're like listening to the story, it's always like someone asked me this or that. They're like, you know, I said, yeah, because I felt bad, but I didn't expect them to actually do X, Y, Z. Like, okay, you said yes, because you didn't expect them to actually do the thing that they were asking of you. Like, I could just call it out. I'm very self-aware, socially aware. So as soon as I hear these things in a story time, I'm like scrolling through the comments, waiting to see if anybody else like sees what I see. Sometimes they do. Most of the time they don't. I think most people lack self-awareness. So they're like, I would have done the same thing. I'm like, okay, well, that's why this one single thing is the reason why this story got to the place that it got to. I'm like, well, there's one single boundary that could have been implemented that would have helped you there. Like, all you needed was one solution to the problem, and you just dodged it altogether. You dodge the boundary, dodge the solution. So that's why you're facing the problem and this crazy 5-minute long story time that I'm listening to on TikTok. And then the other thing, I also recently saw a video of a girl talking about, like, she was basically saying dating in your 20s is meant to be messy and painful. It's going to be full of regrets. And she was really just romanticizing that dating in your 20s, like, should be an absolute dumpster fire shit show. And she was romanticizing having a lack of respect, no boundaries at all, being walked all over by guys. And while, yes, heartbreak may in fact be inevitable and it may just be a byproduct of dating, it doesn't have to mean like, let's just throw in the towel and be walked all over like a welcome mat. Let's just expect the worst from everyone and accept all the bullshit because it's bound to happen anyway. So live it up. Have fun. No, like, that's crazy to just go into dating with the mindset of like, guys will shit on me anyway, so I might as well just accept it. Girls, let's simmer down, okay, shall we? And let's make boundaries hot again, because I think that they always were. I think boundaries, like I said, are hot, sexy, the confidence that oozes out of you, the aura. I think that's the word that they love these days, the aura. Like, you will have that magnetic, hot, sexy aura the more firm you are in your boundaries, and you will not miss out on anything as a result. I feel like people are afraid to implement boundaries because they have FOMO and they think like, if I say no, then I'm missing out on everything. It's like, no, girl, it's actually the opposite. You're going to gain so much more. You're going to gain respect. You're going to have better experiences. You know, when they say high standards prevent you from, high standards prevent you from low quality experiences. Yeah, I think that's a saying. You guys know me and my sayings, I always mess them up. High standards prevent you from low quality experiences. summed up in a nutshell, that's basically what you get when you implement boundaries. So you only have something to gain. You have nothing to lose by implementing boundaries that serve you for the greater good. For starters, boundaries directly boost your confidence, and absolutely no one can say otherwise. Setting healthy boundaries and implementing them will enhance and boost your self-esteem, your self-respect, your assertiveness, your assurance within yourself, all of which leads to confidence boosting, because it's the ability to put yourself first and to be secure in that. A lot of people do not feel secure putting themselves first, but when you have these boundaries and when you implement them, you feel confident and secure in your right to say no, your right to prioritize your well-being, your mental health, your comfort, your sanity, whatever it is. And some see this as if it's selfish, but I've always said selfishness, when used for good, is self-care. Selfishness that is not derived from intentionally hurting someone or taking something away from someone is and has always been a form of self-care, because it has nothing to do with anybody else. When you use selfishness for good, it has nothing to do with anybody in your orbit aside from yourself. It is only about you. It is about putting yourself first. And that does not have to mean hurting other people and taking away from other people. So don't hear selfishness that way. Yes, people can do bad things with selfishness. People could do bad things with anything, okay? You could also do good things with that. I have a podcast episode on that called Selfishness is Self-Care, and I re-uploaded it for Flashback Friday, and it's from October 18th, 2024. So I highly recommend checking that out after you listen to this episode, because it's going to go hand in hand with what I say today, and you will feel super aligned. So now, for me, when it comes to boundaries, like, I don't believe, I also have a podcast episode that's like self-love is not a shield. I can't think of the exact title, but something of that sort, like not using self-love toxic in a toxic way. But I do believe in protecting yourself in other ways, not in a way that's shielding you from the world where now you're scared of everything and you don't trust anybody and you're afraid to be vulnerable and you're afraid to take opportunities because you're afraid of being hurt. So now you're just constantly putting up this shield, this armor to protect yourself. No, I think that that's toxic. I don't think that that's realistic. I don't think that's mature or helpful for anyone. To me, boundaries are not about putting walls up and shutting people out. It's about protecting your peace, because everyone deserves to have peace in their lives. Like I said before about well-being, protecting your well-being and your sanity and your mental health, because why should you have to suffer when you don't need to? You should not have to put yourself through constant suffering because you're afraid to implement boundaries and because it'll make other people happy. You're allowed to prioritize your peace and your well-being, and the right people in your life will respect and understand that. And they will not only respect and understand that for you, they will want that for themselves too. They will see how you're shining. They'll see your aura. Like I said, they'll see you thriving from putting yourself first and protecting your peace, and they will want the same for themselves. So if anything, you will only inspire others. Think of it like this. Boundaries aren't walls, they're doors. People think that setting boundaries means, like I said, putting up walls, pushing people away. And in reality, that's not what boundaries are. Boundaries are what allow safe and respectful and genuine connections to happen. So boundaries are not walls, they are doors to deeper connections. Boundaries are protection that you get through clarity, through a knowingness, through security. Walls are protection through disconnection. through shutting people out. Yes, when you have a wall up, you will be protected, but that's because you don't let anyone or anything in. So your protection is inevitable because you deny, deny, deny. You don't accept anyone. You don't accept anything. You're just constantly shutting people out. Walls essentially say, I don't trust anyone. I'm avoiding pain. So that's why I have to deny everything and shut people out. And I distance myself and I don't communicate. I just avoid, you know, it's that avoidant personality. I think that that's like an attachment style. Whereas boundaries say, I trust myself. I'm not going to shut you out, but I will tell you how to love me and how to treat me. I trust myself enough to communicate with you what my boundaries are, what my standards are, and not only communicate, but also just show it, you know, like through my actions, not just through my words. And now because of that, you get to have clarity in that relationship or that friendship or the family dynamic, whoever it is that you're setting the boundary, you know, with. So without the boundaries in place and a lack of communication, you're not going to have that clarity. All you're doing is making room for resentment to build, which leads to, like I said, the avoidance, pushing people away, or it leads to fakeness because you get to a point where you're not communicating, you're not implementing the boundaries. Now, this person doesn't know because they're not a mind reader. So maybe they're constantly crossing your boundaries. Maybe they're doing something to you that they are not even aware of that they are doing because you haven't made it clear. And now, because of that, you can't stand this person anymore. But you have to be in each other's lives. You're not ending the friendship or, you know, it's a family member and you have no choice but to be in each other's lives. So you get to a point where you tolerate this person. You don't even like them. You just tolerate them. You put up with them. So now there's a lack of authenticity on your end, a lack of authenticity in the relationship, a distance and a coldness within that relationship. And that's not a healthy way to live. You should not be comfortable living with any authenticity in your life. You should not be comfortable having any fake friendships, friendships that have this weird, awkward tension, like I said, a coldness, a distance. You should not have relationships in your life that require walking on eggshells to survive. Okay? If you feel like you have someone in your life right now that, you know, comes up for you, like that's resonating for you, like with this situation, I would really take the time to figure out and practice your communication. Like figure out what you're going to say, how you're going to say it, what you're going to do about it, because you cannot live with the burden of fakeness and inauthenticity. That is not a way to live if you want to live freely and healthy. That we don't want any toxicity in our lives, because once we allow one bit of toxicity and it taints the rest of your life, your community, it's like mold. I always like to give the example of like a bowl of fruit. Say that there's like, you know, peaches, you know, in a bowl, and the peach all the way to the left has mold on it, and all the rest all the way up to the right, they're good. They're clean, they're fresh, whatever. And you keep that peach with the mold in the bowl, and then it touches the one next to it, it's going to spread. And then that mold will make its way through every peach in that bowl all the way to the one that was the furthest from the moldy one. It was the healthiest peach you had, and now it's just as toxic as the first one, just as moldy as the first one. Because when you let any ounce of this, you know, toxicity in your life, it will taint every single thing around you. And that is not a way to live. Now, with communicated boundaries, you get to be authentic in your relationships. You get to be authentically close or authentically not close. It doesn't matter, because either way, the trust will increase, the emotional depth between you will increase, the awareness will increase. Like I said before, that person may not even know that they did something to you. They may not even know that they're crossing a boundary because you did not communicate it. So now there will be an awareness there, which leads to emotional safety. That will increase. Emotional safety is extremely important because safety is what allows more conversation and more communication and more vulnerability. At that point, there are no games, no mind games, no guessing games, no guessing what's wrong, what did I do this time? There's no lack of communication. There's no walking on eggshells, like I said. It's just pure, open, emotional safety and security to speak about the problem. So like I said, boundaries are not walls, they are doors. Think of a house with no doors on it, okay? Everyone can walk right in as they please. There's no boundaries, there's no doors. Open house, they can walk in on their own time, on their own dime, when they want, how they want, where they want, whatever. When you put those doors in, when you implement those boundaries, the right people are only welcomed in or invited in on your terms. You have the right to shut the door. You have the right to implement the boundary. It's your house, just like it's your life. So think of boundaries like doors, and then think of a lack of boundaries as a house with no doors on them. And with that being said, we've always known, it's always been said, but from me and everybody else, everybody and their mother is always like, you show, the way you love yourself shows people how to love you. You teach people how to treat you. So start teaching them something new from day one. Start showing them how to love you from day one, from that first date. Set the tone off the bat. Make it clear who you are, what you believe in, what your standards are. And it's not always about speaking it. It's about showing it. Walk the walk. Don't just talk the talk. So no, from day one on that first date, you don't always have to dive right in and have this intense conversation if that's not your vibe. You don't have to be like, hey, nice to meet you. Here are my boundaries. Here are my standards. Here's what I believe in. Blah, blah, blah. Like, you don't always have to be that, like I said, intense off the bat. Just simply align your actions with your vibe. For example, not texting back at midnight if that's not your vibe. Saying no to last minute plans or casual hookups or situationships if you're looking for intentional commitment. Not hooking up at all if you don't want to. Even if they're not looking for a situationship and they're also looking for intentional commitment, but they, you know, try to make that move, you still don't have to if you don't want to. Denying going to their place if that feels like too much for you. Not drinking alcohol on the date if you don't want to. Anything. Just simply aligning your actions with the vibe. Not always necessarily explaining or communicating it.
Starting something new isn't just hard, it can be terrifying. So much work goes into this thing that you're not entirely sure will work out, and it could be scary to make that leap of faith. Trust me, I know. When I started this podcast, I wasn't even sure what I was doing. What if no one listens? What if I do something wrong? What if no one buys my products? All the questions that we're all asking. Now, I know that I was right in believing in myself and launching this podcast despite all the fears and hesitations. It also helps when you have a partner like Shopify on your side to help. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the US, from household names like Skims and Rode to brands just getting started. You'll be asking yourself questions like, but what if people haven't heard about my brand? Well, Shopify helps you find your customers with easy-to-run email and social media campaigns. And questions like, what if I get stuck? Not to worry, Shopify is always around to share advice with their award-winning 24/7 customer support. So it's time to turn those what-ifs into with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/forthegirls. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls. That's shopify.com/forthegirls. My bookworm girls are going to love this, especially if you're anything like me and you love when your reads get under your skin and you have no idea what's coming next and the suspense won't let you put the book down. That is definitely The Wedding Vow by Dandy Smith, and you need to get your hands on it immediately. It's a domestic suspense thriller where nothing is quite as it seems. It has everything you want in a suspense novel: secrets, lies, emotional damage, and the deeply unsettling feeling that somebody absolutely should not be trusted, and of course, an affair. This book is pretty much one that takes the whole shiny, romantic, my husband is my rock idea and just casually sets it on fire, because beneath all the picture-perfect appearances, The Wedding Vow is packed with tension, deception, and the kind of twists that make you stop and go, oh wow, so everyone here is making terrible choices, which for me is, of course, ideal reading. Imagine realizing you don't know your husband at all, and the truth and shocking secrets are a lot more dangerous than you'd ever imagine. This book is full of that addictive thriller energy where you think you know what's going on, and then the author basically leans in and says, you really thought, huh? So if you like books by Geneva Rose or even Freida McFadden that keep you on the edge of your seat, then you are going to love this one. The Wedding Vow by Dandy Smith is available now wherever books are sold, so go grab your copy today. If you're obsessed with romanticy like I am and searching for a book series that combines monster romance, epic fantasy, and a love story that hurts in the best possible way, you need to pick up The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole. This is the second book in the best-selling Gods and Monsters series, following Diana, a powerful shapeshifter bent on revenge, and Sam Keel, the immortal god king who was once her enemy. This series just totally does it for me because of its emotional depth. I love damaged hero energy, which is exactly what you get with Sam Keel, who's powerful enough to shake worlds, but still refuses to give up on the woman he loves. If you love slow burns, enemies to lovers, forced proximity, incredible banter, high-stakes fantasy, and morally gray characters, you'll want this on your TBR immediately. So pick up The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole wherever books are sold in print and in ebook.
And what you have to do from then is observe the choices that people make when you implement those boundaries. And just know, because this is very important for girls like me, that it's out of your control. Because I know a lot of us want to be in that driver's seat, want to be in control. You want to control the outcome. You want to control how this thing goes. But that's not what boundaries are. You can only do your part, and then it's on them to do their part. Boundaries are not about control. They're about, like I said before, clarity. So you can only implement the boundary, and they can only show you how they're going to respond to it. Boundaries are simply there to define what's okay and what's not okay for you, but they are not there to determine the outcome. Now, with this, someone who has emotional maturity, their green flags will go off. You'll be seeing, you know, them doing the right thing. You'll be able to see that this person is compatible with you and aligned with you. Maybe you'll start to get excited about them. Maybe they will really treat you with the utmost respect. When someone respects your no, you will feel so powerful, so hot, so optimistic about dating. It'll change the entire trajectory of dating. Like, you'll just be like, oh, dating's not that bad. Dating doesn't have to be painful. Dating doesn't have to be hard. It could be hot. It could be sexy. It could be great. And you'll feel so confident in that. It'll feel so nice as well to connect with someone who's emotionally intelligent and mature and matching your energy and understanding of your morals and standards and ultimately your boundaries. And then on the other end, someone who lacks that, Same way that I just said, you'll see those green flags, you know, nice and bright. You'll see those red flags, honestly, even brighter. And you might actually notice the red flag in someone before they even fully reveal themselves to you, because it may be in their character and in their demeanor, and it may be causing some, like, you to think a certain way. Like, for example, if you're afraid to set a boundary with someone because you think they might leave if you do, what does that tell you? So it may not even be a circumstance where you set the boundary and they disrespected it. It may be the fact that you don't feel comfortable setting the boundary with this person at all because you're afraid that you'll lose them. So that tells you that this person does not provide emotional safety and emotional security. So you're already feeling like not putting yourself and your needs first for this person. If you feel like it's the better option for you to avoid your boundaries so that you could avoid losing this person, what does that tell you? For starters, it should certainly tell you that this is not your person at all. Because how are you going to walk on eggshells in a relationship where things come up that you need or that you don't like and you just don't tell them? Because you're like, oh, I don't want to break up if I tell them. So let me avoid a fight altogether and just keep it to myself. And then you just suffer in silence. Like I said before, why should you suffer? Why do you deserve to suffer? You don't. So if you're in that dynamic where you're avoiding implementing the boundaries because you're afraid of losing that person, catch yourself there and ask yourself, but do I even want someone who only stays if I abandon myself? Do I want someone who would abandon me for staying true to myself? No, you don't. Think of saying no to things as making space for a more aligned yes. So if you do lose someone by putting yourself first, all you're doing is making space in your life. So every time you say no and it results in someone not understanding and someone walking away and whatever the case is, all you just did there is make space in your life for what better serves you. That's another podcast episode that I have. Make space to attract everything you want. This was also re-uploaded as a Flashback Friday episode from October 4th, 2024. And again, it's such a good one to listen to. After you listen to this episode, that's a good one to, you know, listen to as well. Also really aligned with this topic. So write those titles down of the podcast episodes that I mentioned, both Flashback Friday, both from 2024, Selfishness is Self-Care, and Make Space to Attract Everything You Want. So again, every time that you say no, you're simply making room for the yes, the more alignment your life will have, okay? Write down this affirmation as well. The more I honor myself, the more aligned my life becomes. And constantly remind yourself of that, okay? The more I honor myself, the more aligned my life becomes. And do not forget that. And I think in general with dating, like, there's just so much peace of mind that you get to have in dating by having strict boundaries. And I'm talking super strict boundaries, not boundaries in moderation, not boundaries that you waver on and that you just like go back and forth and that you pick and choose when you're going to apply them. No, I'm talking boundaries for everyone, no matter how much you like a guy. So I shared in the past when I was single and dating that I was celibate during dating, and I cannot express enough how much better it made me feel in dating knowing that sex was not on the table. It was a set no, a hard no, no matter how much I liked someone, no matter how cute someone was, no matter how much the chemistry was off the charts, I was not willing to break my commitment with myself for anybody. It was my number one boundary. And there would be guys who would invite me over that I liked, and it was still a hard no. super hard pass. And it would honestly disappoint me because I was like, damn, now I gotta cut this guy off because we're just not aligned. We're not compatible. We're not on the same page. Like, I don't wanna be with a guy who I met once and then he would invite me back to his house after. Like, that wasn't what I was looking for. So it was like, no matter how much I wanted that guy to be the guy, he couldn't be, because whatever the case was. And it's not to say that anyone ever like disrespected my boundaries. I wasn't like ever having someone put up a fight and be like, no, you have to come over. But I honestly saw it as a way of them even making the option was just that we were not compatible. And it wasn't like I was only going to date a guy who was also celibate, because I know guys are different and I was different. Like, I wasn't expecting celibacy in a guy, but I was expecting, you know, a guy with a little bit more self-respect, you know? And so I didn't make excuses for anybody, no matter what. So it was just a hard no. And it was so much easier to have that full strict boundary with no exceptions than it would be to teeter on the line, make exceptions, do it in moderation, because then you're constantly thinking about, when do I implement this? When do I not implement this? Who do I make the exception for? Who do I not make the exception for? Maybe I'm feeling a little buzz tonight and I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should let loose. No, there's no peace of mind that comes with that. If you're like picking and choosing when or when not to, you know, and you're like, oh, you know what? I'm feeling good tonight, so I'm gonna completely break this commitment to myself. That to me is super stressful. And the easier thing was just to make it the same rule for everybody, you know? No sex, nothing, unless we're in a relationship, unless there's commitment there. You could like me all you want and I could like you all I want, but without the commitment, that's not happening. And having that really brings you so much peace of mind. At least it did for me. So all I had to do was prioritize my self-respect, point blank. And I was constantly at peace when dating. I was constantly confident in dating because of it. Because my self-respect came first before any feelings for anybody. And that's what boundaries are. Boundaries are simply self-respect in action. So as you're seeing yourself implement those boundaries, that's your self-respect being put into action. There is so much power in self-respect and so much confidence that is built as a byproduct of that self-respect. You'll feel more comfortable saying no without over-explaining and constantly apologizing. We're always out here apologizing when we're not even sorry. And we do that because we feel bad. We feel mean. You are not mean for having needs and standards. You do not need to over-explain yourself and to justify your no. You do not need to apologize for your needs and your standards. So replace the, I'm so sorry, I just think that, I'm so sorry, but with, thanks for the invite, but I won't be able to make it. That just doesn't work for me right now. I'm not available for that, but thank you anyway. So stop saying, I'm sorry, but I just think, at that point, your I'm sorry is so phony and inauthentic that no one even wants to hear it. Because you don't say but after I'm sorry. So I'm sorry is a genuine sentence and it should be meant when it's said. So save your sorries for when you actually mean it and when you actually need to apologize for wrongdoing. So if you find yourself doing the whole like, I'm so sorry, but I think, just save it. It's not necessary. No, I can't come. I won't come. I won't be able to make it. Thanks anyway. Whatever the case is, be direct. And yes, it will be hard. I am not going to deny that. Boundaries are a journey. So you will fumble along the way. You're allowed to fumble. You're allowed to practice. You're allowed to take messy action. What do I always say? Confidence is a byproduct of action. Take the action and mess up along the way. Confidence will come after that. You're not going to listen to this episode, flip a switch, turn on boundaries, and be perfect at it. No, it's hard to say no sometimes, but just know that you don't need to be perfect to deserve respect and to deserve your needs met. You don't need to be perfect just to have simple human decency when people say, okay, I get where you're coming from. That's fine. You can get your point across little by little. It's not about perfection. Like I said, as you all know, my biggest saying is confidence is a byproduct of action. You don't get confident and then take action. You take action and then you get confident. So no, confidence doesn't always come first. It hardly ever does. But confidence will build as it follows hard conversations, lots of practice, implementing the boundaries little by little, expressing your needs little by little, taking the messy action. Just keep at it and you will be so much more assertive. The more you follow through, the more self-trust you will build, and you will be able to assert yourself. You will be able to brush things off and laugh things off, and you will be able to check guys off your roster easily because you're like, oh, we're so not aligned, okay? It'll happen. The shift will come. And the shift that I really felt and what I'm referring to is when you can shift from asking, will they still like me? To, will I still like me if I agree to this? It doesn't matter if they'll still like you. If they don't like you after you implement a boundary, fuck them. Fuck them. It's about if you still like you. It's putting your feelings for yourself before theirs, because no relationship you will ever have in your entire life will ever be more important than the relationship you have with yourself. Not your marriage, not your kids, nobody. Because the way that you love yourself shows others how to love you. The way that you respect yourself shows others how to respect you, including your children. Because I know once I say that, people are like, no, your kids come first. Okay, that's not what I'm saying here. First of all, your kids will live a better life when they have a happier parent, when their mother loves themselves, when their mother feels good on a daily basis. Your kids will be happy seeing you happy. Your kids will feel better knowing that you are in a good place, knowing that their mother is safe and secure and happy and confident and a badass, okay? We've always known that saying, we accept the love that we think we deserve. I'm pretty sure it was like a Megan Fox tattoo, unless it was fake and photoshopped. I just remember like back in the day seeing a picture of Megan Fox with that like tattooed on her. And we all used to always say that without even really understanding what it means. But let me say it again. We accept the love we think we deserve. And that is why it's so important to love yourself and prioritize your relationship with yourself, because that very thing determines the relationships you accept in your lifetime. So when you stop tolerating disrespect, breadcrumbing, overgiving, overexplaining yourself, you send yourself a clear message. I'm worthy of more. And I'm going to stand on that. And I'm going to act on that. Nothing affirms and validates your needs more than finally raising your standards, breaking yourself free of all the shit that you thought you had to settle for, putting your yeses and nos out into the world, and receiving back exactly what you want and need. Nothing will validate you and affirm you more than that, more than putting the action out there, respecting yourself, and implementing the boundaries. People will probably exit your life, but again, all you're doing is making space for what better suits you. For every no that goes out, you're making space for a yes to come in. And that to me is very hot. I think boundaries are the sexiest thing that we can possibly implement. And that is all that we have for today, girls. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, girls.